Moisroi Chayser, that the leftovers you could return. So what? Vishamin lele Reb Lezer, we know this is Reb Lezer Shita, the Yom, the Reb Lezer says, Kol Heicha de Moisroi Chayser loy kava. Anytime, let's say you take a lot of fruits to eat, and it looks like you want to eat Achilas kva, you're taking a lot to eat a big meal, so the locher is Achilas kva, you're not allowed to eat the fruits before you take off Trumas and Maisrus. Whether the fruits didn't see the house yet, or whether the fruits are Lod Nigma Malachtoi, but Achilas kva is also. But let's say the leftovers you could put back, let's say it took 20 of them, and you only plan to eat 2 or 3, and the leftovers you're allowed to put back, then we say Lod kva. We don't look that since you took 20, it looks like you have a Chia Trumas and Maisrus, but rather we say, since you put the rest of them back and you only took 2 or 3, it's called Achilas Arai, that you still put there from Trumas and Maisrus. But we'll soon see. The Tanan we learned like this. Ha-noitel zeisim in ha-moten. If somebody took these olives from the moton, that's the vat, Rashi says, that you store up a lot of olives. Like eventually you want to press the olives out to get the oil. So before you press it, first you store it in the vat, they all become hot, and therefore the olive inside becomes very juicy. And then it's fit to put it into the Beis Abad to press them out. So while they're still in the big vat, the locher is toivel achas achas b'melech. You're allowed to eat one at a time. Take out one olive and dip it into salt. In other words, it's called nachilas arai, and therefore you're allowed to eat them because it's lo nigma malachta yet. From these olives, you plan to make oil, and kol zman you didn't make the oil yet, it's called lo nigma malachta. Therefore, you're allowed to eat from these olives one by one derech arai. What about v'yim tova v'nosan l'fon of asara? Let's say you took out 10 olives and you dipped them into salt and they're all in front of you, then chayiv. Then that's called nachilas kva, and you're not allowed to eat anything until you first have got the trumas to maisus. Now Rebbe Eliezer yet, Oymer Rebbe Eliezer says like this, min ha-mo'aton tohor, chayiv. If the vat is a Torah dika vat, it's not tomei, the fruit, the olives inside is tohor, then chayiv. Then the fact you took out these 10 olives, right now, that's mechayiv. You take off trumas and maisus first. What about min ha-mortan tomei? Let's say this vat, the mortan where you're storing the olives, it's a tomei dika mortan, so all the olives inside are also tomei. Then we say potter. Then even though you first took out 10 olives, but we'll soon see, since you only ate one or two of them, and the rest you're allowed to put back, so we say what you ate is only called achilas arai, it's only called a small snack, and therefore you're potter for trumas and maisus. And it says, why? Because you're allowed to return the leftover. So we'll, let's see, a little bit more, we'll explain it all. The Vinambo, and the Gemara asks the question now, the Vinambo, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? Like, how come in the Reisha you say you can't put back the leftovers of the olives that you took? And how come in the Seifa you said you could put it back? V'yama Rabavua, Rabavua said like this, Reisha Pemuatan Tor. The Reisha was talking about that the vat is Tor. So all the olives inside the vat are Torah dika of olives. The gavra tomei. The person though that took out the olives, he's a Torah dika person. So therefore, when he took out the olives that he has outside, these 10 olives he took, all 10 olives are tomei. So now that they're tomei, the delay motzi mahadalei, he's not allowed to put them back in again, because the olives inside are Torah. The olives outside are tomei, so it's not bedin, you shouldn't mix the two up, so in order to be able to eat the rest of the olives, still betaira. So therefore, the leftover olives that you have, you don't put back. Since you don't put it back, then we say, when you first took out these 10 or 20 olives, you had in mind to eat them all, because you can't put them back anymore. So therefore, it's considered what you have now is nachilas kva, and you can't eat anything before you take off the trumas and maisus. Mashenkein, say for the end of this, is talking about pemoatun tomei, where the vat where you store the olives is tomei. So therefore, all the olives inside the vat is also tomei. The gavre tummy, and the person that took out these 10 or 20 olives is also tummy. So now, let's say you only ate 2 or 3 of the olives. To motzi mahadalei, he's allowed to put back the rest of the olives. So since he could put back the rest of the olives, and therefore we consider what he took out is really only 1 or 2, and 1 or 2 olives is called achilas arai, which you're allowed to eat even without taking off trumas and maisus. This is Reb Lez's halacha. That even though you took a lot to eat, but kol zaman, you're allowed to put back the leftovers, we don't look as if you took so much, rather you only took what you want to eat, and that's called nachilas arai, that you created without trumas and maisus. So Gemara means to ask the kasha, we just got finished saying, that according to Reb Lezer, you don't have a proof that Shabbos is kavas lemaisa. It could be al Shabbos alone, you would be allowed to eat the peiros. But the reason why the Mishnah says only on Shvius and Shemitah, which is mashma the other 6 years, you would not be allowed to eat it,
We said because there was a dibur involved. Because you said before that you plant each from these grapes, from these raisins. So since you said you plant teat from them, it's considered like you took them all teat. So when you go teat tomorrow, even though you eat a few of them, it's considered achilas kvar. But the kasher is, since you only said you're going to take them, so it can't be better than you actually took them and put them back. Like here for sure, you're allowed to put them back. You didn't even take them yet. So how could you say just for the fact that you said you're going to eat tomorrow all these olives, and even though these raisins, so now tomorrow, even though you only want to eat one or two, we say you mechayev meiser. Why? Since lemais you didn't take all the raisins. You just said you would take them. Now when you're taking only one or two, let the leftover raisins be as if you put them back again. So just like if you take them out and put them back again, the blazer holds, you put them from Trumas and Maisris. There also, why does the Mishnah Mashmada on the other years? It'd be also treated without Trumas and Maisris. Why? Even though you said a Dibur you would take a lot, but the Maisa tomorrow comes, you don't take a lot, you only take one or two, it's not worse than you put back all the rest. So how could it be you chayiv and Trumas and Maisris just for the fact you said you want to eat so much? Elamai, it has to be, the teretz has to be, it's a proof again, that Shabbos is what's kavas. It's because since it's on Shabbos, whatever you eat on Shabbos, even where the peris will learn nigmarom, you chayiv and Trumas and Maisris. So Mara says, loy atayinom. Mara says again that Masnitsa nam, I'll tell you, our Mishnah is also talking about the same case. The Muksa Tor, we're talking about now these raisins are Tor. The Gavra Tomei, and the person that said he's going to eat from these raisins tomorrow, he's a Tomatika person. So, in such a case, the Leimotse Mahadale, he cannot return these raisins. Since he himself is Tomei, he's not allowed to return them. So therefore, he's Mechui from Truma Semaisis. But the Gemara asked, I can't be good Teretz. Faha Leimogzorin V'yoimdim Hein. Like, what do you mean? He didn't take the raisins yet. Even if the person is Tomei and the raisins are Torah, but he just said today that tomorrow I'm going to eat a lot. Now when it comes tomorrow and he only takes out one or two, so Lamais, all he took out is just one or two. The leftovers he doesn't have to put back. He never took them out. So they're back already. So Lamais, how many did he go to eat? Only one or two? That's only called Nachilus Arai. So why are you Chayv and Trumas and Maisris? It should be called Nachilus Kva. It should be called Nachilus Arai. It should be Potter for Trumas and Maisris. So you have a kasha, why in our Mishnah, the Blazer says as a mashma, that the reason why you're allowed to eat these fruits is because it's shvius. There's no chi of Trumas and Maisris. But mashma, shah, shenei, shavua, even though it was lo nigma malachtoi, it would be also to eat these fruits without taking off Trumas and Maisris. So what's the reason? It has to be because of Shabbos. So here we have a rai again that Shabbos is kavas. Moran says no. Elu amar Rav Simi Barashi. So Rav Simi Barashi says that Reb Lezer kamrit. You want to bring a proof from our Mishnah, which is Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer is the man the yom of our Mishnah. I tell you true, Reb Eliezer l'taymi. It's true, Reb Eliezer, he holds taka Shabbos is kavas. But for a special reason, l'taymi goes according to his reasoning. The yom that he holds, truma kavas. He holds that truma is kavas. We'll soon see what that means. The kol shrein Shabbos. If so, for sure, Shabbos is kavas. In other words, ignore me to say it's true, I'm asking for you. According to Reb Lezer Shita, he's a machman, he's in yonin, you're not allowed to eat the fruits without Trumas and Maisris. Therefore, Shabbos is also kavas. You can't eat fruits on Shabbos, even though it's l'nigma malachtoi, even though you're taking a small snack, because what you do on Shabbos is kavas l'maisr. But it's only Reb Lezer, because he's a machmir. How do we know he's a machmir? Because he says the first halacha that Trumas kavas. Trumas kavas means like this. Again, let's say you have these raisins that were not finished yet. So it's called l'nigma malachtoi. So the din is really, you're allowed to eat from it arai, a snack, without taking off truma semaisis. Let's say before you started to eat it, you took off truma gedoyla. You took off 150 of it, to give to the kohen, that's all. Now the rest, the maisa risha, maisa sheni, truma semaisis, you didn't take off yet. What's the loch? Are you allowed to eat it now or not? Left over. After you took off the 150 of the truma, what's left over here now, do we say, since you took off truma, it's kavas, you can't eat it now, it's called tevel, until you take off the rest, the truma semaisis? Or do we say, no, it's not worth it, you didn't take off anything. That since it's only an achilas arai, and it's l'nigma malachto, you potter. So Reb Lezer holds, yes, you chayiv. Once you start to take off truma, it's kavas l'truma. Like titnan, we learn like this. Mishnah Maisris. Peiroi sher tormon, ach l'nigma malachton. You had these peiros, these fruits, that you took off truma gederla. Before the fruits were nigma malachton, it's not in its final stage yet. You want to dry them out yet? They're not dried out yet. Is Reb Lezer Oysel Echom Emarai. This is Reb Lezer Shita that he holds. Reb Eliezer Oysel Lechom Emarai. Reb Lezer says, you're not allowed to eat from these fruits now, even a snack, even an arai. Why? since you were kavas la truma, you took off from a truma gedola, like you show you want to take off the trumais, you're not allowed to eat from it now until you finish off the maisras also. The chachomim matirim. Chachomim say no, it's mutter. Chachomim say, so what if you took off the truma gedola? But since you didn't take off the you didn't. But since it's lo nigra malachtoi and you're only eating achilas arai, therefore it's mutter. What says Toshima? Come and now bring another proof. Mi seifa. Bring a proof from the seifa. So in other words, so far we're masking Reb Lezer hold Shabbos as kavas lemaisa, but it's only Reb Lezer l'shitosa that he's machmir, he's in yonim just like by truma. That once you took off truma gedola, you're not allowed to take a snack out of it now until you take off the rest of the maisers. But according to Chachomim, that hold that even if you take off truma gedola from these parents which was lo nigra malachton, you still allowed to eat an achilas arai. It could be even on Shabbos also, you also allowed to eat an achilas arai. Now the Gemara says, Toshima, bring your proof, even a chomim amoida, that Shabbos is kevas. Toshima mi seifa, bring your proof from the seifa of our Mishnah. And our Mishnah says, the chomim say again, when you have these raisins that were not completely dried out yet before Shabbos, so really it's muksa. The chomim say, if you want to eat them on Shabbos, it's only mutarach yirshim. You have to make a simon. You have to point out a sign on each raisin, the yomer, and say, mikan v'yakan. I want to eat from these and from these. Then it's mutatidit. So Mora says, time of the Erev Shabbos, the same diyak. Why does the Mishnah say dafkar on Shvius? Time of the Erev Shabbos to Shvius. We're talking about on Shvius and Shmita year. The lav bari surahu. Because there's no chiv truma samaisvas on Shvius. Ho bishar shnei shavuot. Smashma though on the rest of the years, the other 6 years that there is a chiyah to take off truma semaisus, to b'nei yisurininu, that there's a chiyah before you eat the fruits to take off truma semaisus, is asurin. In such a case, asurin, you would not be allowed to eat these fruits without taking off truma semaisus first. Now, my timer, why not? Like, why can't I take a snack? There's nigra malacht on these raisins. They're not completely dried out yet. Otherwise, it wouldn't be called muksa. Since it's called muksa, means these raisins were not completely dried out yet. Because you're allowed to eat them on Shabbos, if before Shabbos you say, even though it's not finished, still you won't eat it. But the mice are the parents of the nigma malachton, so who you should be allowed to eat them without taking off trumas and maestras. So why does our Mishnah say it's only mutter because it's shviyas? Even the rest of the years also it should be mutter. So why is it also the rest of the years? My time isn't the reason. Lav mishum the Shabbos kavo. You say because of Shabbos. Shabbos is kavas lemaisa. Because of Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat even achilas arai. And this goes according to the Chachamim. So you have a proof, even according to Chachamim, you're not allowed to eat on the Arai on Shabbos. So Mora says, Loi, I'll tell you now, Shani Hosim, now Mishnah is different. Tivin the Yoma, since you said, Mikan v'yad kan, ani yoichol lemocher, since you spoke out and said clearly that you want to eat this and this amount of raisins tomorrow, kova loi, you made a kva as if to say you're going to eat all these, it's called a big suda. It's called you're going to eat a lot. So since you're going to eat a lot, that's why it's also teeth without taking off trumas and maisus. It's only mutatit and achilas arai, a snack. But since you said you're going to eat a lot, that makes it that it's also. You're not allowed to. Fetigamari hochi, if that's true, ma'iri Shabbos. Why does the Mishnah Dafka talk about on Shabbos? Afilu b'chil nami. The dig should be there in the rest of the years of Shemitah, the other 6 years, even in the weekday, in such a case, it's also teed even a snack of these terrorists. Because since you spoke out and said that you want to eat from all these great, all these raisins, you made it into a kva. So why does the Mishnah say Shabbos for? So Moran says, Hokamashman, the Mishnah is telling us another chiddush, like we had before. The tevel muchinu, eitzel Shabbos. The tevel means the fruits. Even though you did not take off trumas and maisus, you should know it's muchinu eitzel Shabbos. It's like not muksa. What does it mean it's not muksa? Of course, before you took off the trumas and maisus, it is muksa. Before you took off truma, it's muksa, it's also you can't eat it. So what do you mean mukhinu? What do you mean it's prepared? It means to say shim ovav etiknoi mesukin. So if somebody went and took off truma samaisis on Shabbos, it's mesukin, you're allowed to eat the fruits now. So kids, according to Chachamim, you don't have a raya Shabbos is kavas. It could be because of the eating of Shabbos, it will be mutter. But the reason why it's also in the Mishnah, in other words, the Mishnah only saying it's mutter on Shavuos, but on the other 6 years it'd be also because of the Dibur. And here we can ask the kash, I the moiser, you can return the leftovers. That was only kash on Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was the one that said before that you take a lot to eat and you put them back. It's not called a big eating, it's called a small eating. But according to Chachamim, there's no hetzer of putting it back. Therefore, according to Chachamim, the fact you said that you want to eat a lot tomorrow, that makes it into achilus kva. And that's why in the rest of the years, the other 6 years that there is a chiyah trumas and maisris, it would be also teeth from these fruits before you take off trumas and maisris. Even though it's led nigma malachton, the raisins are not completely dried out yet. It's not in its final stage yet. So midiraisi you're allowed to eat from it. So I call upon him rabbanon and sasa. Since you're going to eat now achilas kva, that's why it's sasa. The Erechlam, it could be Shabbos by itself, is not Tevas. Now the Gemara says, Reminu, I have a kasha. So Rashi learned, this is a kasha now to Reb Lezer on Reb Lezer. That so far we're saying in our Mishnah that Reb Lezer holds that Shabbos is Kevas. That on Shabbos you're not allowed to eat Peris, that Lenigma Malachton, even an Achilles Arai, a snack, you can't eat. Because on Shabbos, whatever you eat on Shabbos is called a Kva. Reminu, I have a kasha on this. It says a Mishnah in Trumos. Somebody was eating a cluster of grapes. Now Rashi says, "Tam a cluster of grapes is lenigma malachtoin, because usually with these grapes you want to press them out to make wine out of them. Now v'nichnas megina lechotzer, like you picked off the grapes in your garden, and now you went into the chotzer. So the chotzer usually is kavas lemaiser, that you're not allowed to eat without taking off trumas and maisers. But lemaiser, this was lenigma malachtoin, you did not finish the process of these grapes." So we have Blazer going to Yigmar. Blazer says, in such a case, you're allowed to finish eating? Because it's Lod Nigra Malachtoi. So Melo Achilas Ara, you're allowed to eat from it. We have Yeshua going to Lod Yigmar. Yeshua says no. If Yeshua holds that since you brought the Peris into your Chotzer, Vas, even in the case of Lod Nigra Malachton, still the Chotzer is Kevas. Choshcho Balel Shabbos. Let's say it became was Friday and it became late at night, it became Shabbos already. Is we have Blazer going to Yigmar. Reb Blazer says, if you have these cluster of grapes, even though it's Shabbos now, you're allowed to eat. Since these grapes were lenigmet, you're allowed to continue eating. So this is the steer. And now Mishnah, we said that Reb Lezer holds that when it comes Shabbos, on Shabbos is also teed in Achilas Arai. And here Reb Lezer says clearly, you're allowed to continue eating. Rabbi Yeshua Raymel La Yigmar. Yeshua says, no, nothing doing. On Shabbos you're not allowed to eat in Achilas Arai from Peris Shlenigma Malachton. So it's a steer in Reb Lezer. So Gemara answers, Pshan, that Mishnah is wholesome, Kirutoni time of Reb Nosson. The Pshan that Mishnah is like Reb Nosson says, that Reb Nosson Aymer, Loi Kishomer Reb Lezer Yigmar Bechotzer. Yigmar, Reb Lezer does not really mean to say that you're allowed to finish eating the grapes in the Chotzer itself. Elri means to say, Yoitse Chutz Lechotzer. Go outside your Chotzer, the Yigmar. In other words, Kol Zaman, the grapes are in the Chotzer. He also holds the Chotzer as Kavas Lemaiser. Even though it's Lenigma Malachton, you're not allowed to eat from the grapes inside the Chotzer. It only means to say that even though you brought it in, don't think to say now it's Kavash, you're never allowed to eat from it without Trumas and Maisris. No, if you'll take it outside your Chotzer there will be Mutat Eat. It's only also teated inside the Chotzer. But take it outside the Chotzer, there you could eat it for Teres a snack. And the same thing, V'loik Yishomer Reb Lezer Yigmar V'Shabbos Yigmar, Reb Lezer did not mean to say that on Shabbos itself, you're allowed to eat from these cluster of grapes. Since it was Lod Nigmar Malachto, I know. Avad, like Reb Lezer says in our Mishnah, even when the Paris is Lod Nigmar on Shabbos, you can't eat from it. Elo, what he meant to say in this Mishnah is, Mamtin L'Moitzoy Shabbos, wait till Moitzoy Shabbos, wait till after Shabbos, the Yigmar, and then you'll be able to finish eating. But Enochanami, on Shabbos itself, Reb Lezer Shita is, Avad, Shabbos is Kavas L'Maiser, even in the case with the grapes. Well, Lod Nigmar Malachton, still, Nachilas Arai is also on Shabbos. Mor says now, Kiyosi Rovin Om Rabbi Yechanan. When Rovin came, he said over in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that Echot Shabbos, V'yechot Truma, V'yechot Chotzer, V'yechot Mekach, Kulon Ein Koivin, Elo Bedover Shenigmar Malachton. There's all these cases here, whether you want to eat the fruits on Shabbos, or whether you want to eat the fruits in a Chotzer, or whether after you bought the fruits, Kulon goes the Kulon. That Ein Kervas is not Kaveh, you're allowed to eat from it, even before you took off Trumas and Maisras, calls them on the fruits for Lenigma Malachton. Only El Abadovash Nigma Malachton. Only when the fruit came to its final state, let's say you already completely dried out the grapes, the raisins. Now you can't eat from it on Shabbos, even on Achilas Arai. But before the fruits are completed, it's Lenigma Malachton, you're allowed to eat from them on Achilas Arai, even on Shabbos, even in the Chotzer, and even if you bought them. In other words, we don't paskin like Reb Elezer. Now the Gemara explains each one. Shabbos, that Rabbi Yechon had to say, we paskin, that on Shabbos like Kavas, is lafukim mid hillel. It tells us, don't think we paskin like hillel. So Tosis says, really, the Gemara could have said lafukim Reb Elezer. And that's what it says in our Mishnah. Just that we don't paskin like Reb Elezer anyway, because Reb Elezer was shmuti, was like a Talmud from Beis Shammai. So therefore we want to say a chiddush. even though there's a Hillel Shita that says that Shabbos is Kevas, you should know we don't paskel like Hillel, but rather Shabbos is not Kevas where the Peris was Lo Nigma Malachton. The Tanya we learned, Ha Maimer Peris Vimokim Lamokim, somebody is collecting fruits from one place to another place, Lik tries to dry them out. In other words, it's Lo Nigma Malachton. Ve'kiddush alayim ayoyim, and now it becomes Shabbos. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said that Hillel li'atz moy oyser. Hillel held that for he himself, he is not allowed to eat from them. In other words, he holds that Shabbos as kevas, you can't eat even achilas arai. But it's only Hillel himself that holds like this. Mashma, the halacha is not like this, like Rabbi Yechonin says, that you're allowed to eat even on Shabbos on achilas arai from the pears. Chotzer, what was Rabbi Yechonin's chiddush about chotzer? La'afukim ad Rabbi Yaakov. It goes like from Rabbi Yaakov.